Welcome back to the Moms Do Business Different podcast. I'm your host, Kay Hillman, believer, wife, mama, and creator of the Shmoney Mama Gang. Myself and my team support mamas who are service providers and coaches in creating strategies that make buyers say, take my shmoney, and create companies that bring in high cash months doing the bare minimum. Join me for conversations on money, business growth, sales, productivity, and the mindset of being a mom who does business different. Mama, are you ready for the vibe? Listen up and let's get this money.
Hey boo, hey, happy Tuesday or whatever day you're listening to this on. Okay girl, I am making a mad dash to record these podcast episodes for March because honey, I have some things going on and I got to get ahead. So today I'm gonna try to get this one done quick because I have like two more to record. All right, we're talking about the nine grid. I have been very hesitant to do a podcast episode about this because I have a lot of different thoughts. And I was like, what is the most helpful thing to do? But I'm going to preface this whole episode by saying I like the nine grid Instagram strategy, right? And I recognize that like there are a lot of people on different sides of the spectrum with this. I want to present you with the facts so that you can make the best informed decision about whether or not you do a nine grid. Currently, I am not doing the nine grid. I just don't want to, right? Like, that's just the truth. I just don't want to do a nine grid. But I know a lot of people that are having success with it, and I know a lot of people that aren't having as much success with it. So I'm going to try to approach this from a very neutral standpoint in hopes that you're able to kind of see the pros and cons maybe of having a nine grid. And I'm also going to like maybe discuss some best practices. So the first thing I want to say about the nine grid Instagram strategy, and I guess I should explain this. So the nine grid Instagram strategy is basically where you have nine posts up on your Instagram page and they tell a story about your brand. So when they're done correctly and strategically, someone can go to your Instagram profile and they can basically learn all about you, your company, your offers, and you know, like your clients and stuff like that. So it really kind of takes people through the customer journey in nine posts. Now, here's where I'm a little bit kind of sideways about this. It's not realistic to think that you can build trust within nine Instagram posts. Even if somebody went and binged all of those posts, like all nine of the posts, they probably don't have enough trust in your brand to want to purchase from you. So that's kind of like con number one for me, where I get the idea and the concept that like, oh, you know, you have all your information right here. And like the truth of the matter is that people aren't going to build that kind of trust with you that quick. Now, the thing that I will say about the nine grid is that if you think about it in terms of it being like a business card, then the concept does work. But even in that situation, I would say that you need to drive traffic to the business card. And when you drive traffic to the business card, obviously, or most likely they're trusting you from that other source. So for example, if you think about your nine grid Instagram as a business card and you're on podcast episodes, then when you're on the podcast, you can say, you know, oh, head over to my Instagram. I have a nine grid that tells you all about what I do, right? And then in that case, they've already built trust with you from the podcast. So when they go over to your Instagram, they're not really going to Instagram to like build more trust or to see you as an authority necessarily, but they're really going there for a strategic reason. So for me, the nine grid, it doesn't do it for me in terms of just like the customer journey aspect of things, but it's because I literally like I've studied this stuff and I've done this stuff for years. So that's the one thing I would say, but that's just a nutshell what the nine grid is. So again, I really like the nine grid. I like seeing people's nine grids. I enjoy or I like the concept behind the nine grid, but I do think that there are some strengths and some weaknesses that the nine grid has. So the thing that I want to first like also get out there too is that the nine grid is not a new thing. The nine grid has been out for years. It used to be called a puzzle feed and people would do like puzzle feeds on their Instagram. And basically it would just be like these really elaborate templates and stuff that they would put on their Instagram feed. And it would just look really pretty all put together. Those weren't really the most strategic things in the world, but it was like the first iteration of, or I would say it's the first iteration of the nine grid. Then there was this whole wave where people started to do a 12 grid. And that was really interesting. People would basically just do 12 posts. And so I had lots of clients that wanted 12 grids. And then, you know, we evolved into the nine grids. But when I was doing social media management, clients had me doing like quarterly nine grids for them or like yearly nine grids or yearly 12 grids. And that was in 2018. So I mean, I'm pretty sure people were asking for them even before then. It's just I started doing them in 2018. So this is not a new thing, but it's definitely becoming more popular now for people who don't really want to be on Instagram heavy, which I 100% get that, right? Like, I totally understand why people want to get off social media, why, you know, Instagram is not really feeling fun for people anymore and all these kind of things. Now, I just did an episode talking about, I think it was like episode 284, where I talked about how you're not going to like everything in business. So I hate to even say like people are getting off Instagram because it's not fun, because it's like everything in your business is not going to be fun. But I do understand, like, just emotionally and, you know, just It can feel like almost a time suck to spend time on Instagram at times. And I totally get that. So I don't want to invalidate anybody's feelings if you're feeling kind of burnt out from Instagram or whatever. But I noticed that a lot of the people that are switching over to the 9 grid, they're really doing it from more so of an emotional space and not really making the decision from the standpoint of, is this a good business decision, right? And it's not right or wrong, right? Like, you have to make the best decision for your mental health. You have to make the best decision for your time, right? Like, as moms, like, some of us just simply don't have the time to post on social media. And I fully understand that, because, I mean, if you look at my social media, you can see that I am very, like, I have a burst of creativity where I'm on it. And then I have, you know, a month where I just take time off, right? And I'm going to come back to this point in a second, because I'm going to bring it full circle on this. So I do recognize, like, I do see the benefit from that standpoint of having this 9 grid, because in that case, like in the case of, you know, you don't have time and stuff, at least you have something on your Instagram that when people do come see it, or if people do come see it, then there's some cohesion there, right? And people can clearly see, okay, this is, you know, who this person is. This is what their company is. This is what they do, et cetera, right? So I do see the appeal in the 9 grid for that. Here's the thing, though, and I'm trying to think of how I want to word this properly, just so it can be, because, again, I want this to come across as, like, very neutral and, like, this is just what it is. But the thing that I see happening is that, you know, people are wanting to leave the platform. And so, like I said before, people are doing the 9 grid, and it's not a strategic business decision. It's, like, an emotional decision, which is fine. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. But the truth is that if you're not thinking about it from a strategic business standpoint, the 9 grid is actually not going to help you, right? Like, the 9 grid is not going to do you any magical favors, okay? The downside that I see that a lot of people are encountering right now is that a lot of people are posting a 9 grid and they're leaving the platform. But doing that is not going to generate any leads. It's not going to increase any visibility. If you do nothing with your account, you're not going to magically get new followers or people that inquire about your offers. Literally, Instagram is just going to, you know, internally label your account as an inactive account, right? So you're not going to get recommended. Your posts aren't going to be, you know, sent out to more followers and things like that. And for some people, that's okay, right? Like, so for some people, it's okay that, like, Instagram really isn't generating you any leads. You're not growing over there, whatever. But when you think about it from a business standpoint, your business, it falls apart without leads, right? And I'm only saying this to say, because sometimes I see, well, not sometimes, a common trend I see is that people put up the 9 grid and then wonder why their business isn't growing. And I'm not saying that there's a direct correlation between Instagram and your business growth. I'm saying that the marketing piece is missing, right? Because for a lot of us, we market our business mostly on Instagram, right? Now, unless you have a actual marketing strategy where you're blogging or, you know, podcasting on YouTube, different things like that, like, unless you have an actual marketing strategy outside of Instagram, for the most part, most people are actually starting their businesses and marketing on Instagram. And so what happens when you put this 9 grid up is that you leave the platform and you're just, like, sitting and hoping and waiting for people to come. And that's just not how it works, right? The 9 grid by itself is not enough without a more comprehensive marketing strategy on the back end. Because without that comprehensive marketing strategy, you won't have a pipeline of people to actually sell your offers to. And also, making a strategic business decision means saying to yourself, okay, I know I want to do a 9 grid coming up, so let me ramp up my marketing efforts. Let me get more consistent with my email list. Let me get more consistent with, you know, my podcast or whatever it is that you have. Like, let me get more consistent with that first so that when I do leave Instagram, my business doesn't take a hit, right? Like that's a strategic business decision versus just saying, you know what? I'm sick of Instagram. Everybody's trying the 9 grid, or, you know, the 9 grid is a thing that everybody's doing. Let me try that and see if that works, right? The 9 grid by itself is not enough. Like that is something that I'm going to like strongly put out there, right? By itself, it's not enough. The 9 grid looks good in theory from that perspective, but in practice, you're going to find yourself very hard pressed to sign clients if you are hoping the 9 grid is enough. And the only reason why I'm saying this is because obviously there are a lot of people that do have a strategy behind that, but I also have seen a lot of people recently close their business doors. And when I have conversations with them, because these are like my friends, like these are my industry peers and stuff, like these are my friends, and when I talk to them about it, I'm just like, oh, so you just thought the 9 grid was it? Okay, cool. So everybody is, you know, not everybody, but a lot of people are making this mistake, right? And I just want to say something about it so that you don't fall into that same trap. Again, I like the 9 grid. I want to be very clear. I like the 9 grid. I've actually been thinking about doing the 9 grid for my photography business only because I would like to like kind of update things over there. I don't know. We'll see how I'm feeling over there, because I do like to randomly post content over there too. So I don't know. We'll see how I feel. But anyway, the 9 grid, it looks good in theory, but in practice, you're going to find yourself hard pressed to sign clients if you are not thinking about that comprehensive marketing strategy like I was just talking about. So here's the thing. Do a 9 grid if you want, right? Do a 9 grid if you want, but I would recommend doing that after you have a solid marketing strategy in place, and you have the plan, like you're actively working on the plan, right? And executing, like implementing the plan. So you have a marketing strategy, you have your marketing plan, and you're actively working on it. You're actively implementing. That is the only time that I would say do a 9 grid. And it's simply because, like I said, it looks good in theory. It's a cool idea. It's a cool concept. It makes it to where you have content up and, you know, it's branded and all that kind of stuff. But like, I mean, I'm gonna be honest, it's better to just not be on Instagram at all than to do a 9 grid and think that it's going to actually save your business, or that it's going to actually allow your business to continue to grow and thrive. And the only reason why I'm saying this is because I've seen a lot of people who they try this option, and then next thing I see, they're out of business, right? They're closing their doors or whatever. And there's like this dramatic exit. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but it's just like, if you don't want that to happen, then we need to be thinking about our companies a little bit more strategically before we put certain things into place. And so I'm finding that right now the 9 grid is a little bit of a trend, right? People are hopping on this as a bit of a trend without the proper context around the strategy that they actually need, right? So there's a 9 grid strategy, like what posts you have that go up and all that kind of stuff. Like there's that strategy, but then there's also like, okay, what is your business marketing strategy, right? And so Inside Shmoney, which I'm gonna have to plug it just because it makes sense here, but Inside Shmoney, I give you a monthly action plan. Inside the monthly action plan, there is content, right? There is emails, blog posts, well, not blog posts, but like long form content, and there's social content. You don't have to do the social content if you decide like, okay, I'm gonna do a 9 grid, but at least you have the email content, you have the long form content, right? So that way that you can go out and now you have a strategy, or you have content that you can put on other platforms so that you can continue to increase your visibility, so that you can drive it, so that you can get more leads, right? Like, because those are the things you need, right? You need those things so that you can have people to actually sell to. Because like I said, the 9 grid, like what people will not, well, I'm not gonna say what people won't say, but like the thing that people don't think about is that with the 9 grid, if you literally just post it and leave the app, or you post it and you check into Instagram and you're like engaging on other people's stuff, but you're not really posting anything new, you are going to like indicate to the algorithm, and I know like we hate talking about the algorithm, but you're going to indicate to the algorithm that you're not really an active account, right? That you don't really want more users to come to your account. And so the algorithm is not going to promote you. Like, we just have to call that spade a spade, right? You still have to put something out there in order for the algorithm to really register you. I don't know if that's the right word, but like for it to really acknowledge you, I guess, as an active account. Like, that's just, it is what it is, right? Like, I don't want to mince words on that one, right? But it doesn't mean that you can't have a 9 grid, right? It's just you have to be strategic about how you do it and how you roll it out. And so a really great example that I would love for you guys to go check out is actually my friend. I'm always talking about her. I know I'm always talking about her, but I really love what she's doing. And I feel like she's so complimentary to like what we do here, but it's Andrea Singletary. So go follow, I think it's Mama Turned Mompreneur. And you can see like a great example of somebody that has a 9 grid, but also has an actual marketing strategy. But anyway, going off on that tangent, or like getting off that tangent, the one thing that I really want you to see and think about is that if you're going to do this approach, you need to have an underlying marketing strategy. You cannot expect results from just those 9 posts and then ghost the platform. Instagram is for connection, okay? Like Instagram is for connection, it's for community, it's for conversations. So if you're not gonna post, you gotta be in stories, you gotta be in the DMs, like you gotta be talking to people, right? Like you need to be engaging in some kind of capacity. And that's okay, like it's okay to say like, I don't have the capacity for content right now, so this 9 grid is going to hold me over, right? But you got to think strategically about the long term of the company, right? Think about the long term health of your marketing, right? The long term health of your pipeline, your sales pipeline, your leads, right? When you think about that long-term play, you have to really ask yourself, is this a good strategic decision or am I making this decision emotionally? I think I've said this in another episode and I'm going to keep saying this. Business is not personal, right? So if you're feeling too emotional, take a step back before you make a like final decision. This is what I'm going to do. Because I'm going to be honest, from serving so many people and like I think from 2018 to 2021, I know I worked in 100 different accounts. Like minimum, I worked in 100. I had 100 different accounts that I worked in, 100 different clients that I was working with. I officially offboarded my last agency client in 2021 because it was right before E was born. It was the year before he was born. And so from working with these people, I have a very deep understanding of like what all is going on Instagram. And I also understand that like trends to us, it seems like things just popped up overnight, but really these trends have been brewing for a long time. Like I said at the beginning, 2018, I was doing puzzle feeds and then I shifted over and I started doing 12 grids, right? So this is not a new concept. This is not a new thing. It's just, I guess the coaching industry or whatever, I think everybody's just like kind of catching up to it. But this is not actually a new thing. But the way it's being used, it's not being used in a way that's doing you any favors, right? So I really want you to take a step back. And if you are thinking about doing the 9 grid, pause for a second and ask yourself, are you doing this from an emotional place? Because if you are, I just want you to wait a second before you say, okay, I'm going to go in on this strategy. Because something that is often missing is that like you have the strategy to make the 9 grid, but you don't have the strategy to drive any traffic to your actual business, right? And if you're not going to be on Instagram, you're not going to want to send people to your Instagram page. So it just like creates this weird like cycle for you where you don't know where to send people to, and then you don't even know where to find people, right? Like you don't know how to generate leads from long form content or from podcast interviews or from bundles. Like you don't know how to do those things. So now you're just a sitting business, right? And it's not helping you at all. So I know this sounds like I don't like the 9 grid, but I actually really like the 9 grid. And I'm going to tell you some things to do with the 9 grid to make it really work for you. So the first thing that I want to say is use the 9 grid to give yourself a break. Okay, if you are walking into this and you're like, you know what, I need to give myself a mental breather and kind of reset or recalibrate my marketing strategy, drop a 9 grid, right? Like drop a 9 grid. It's okay. Like give yourself a break, free up some of your mental load and your mental space and drop a 9 grid. That way there's something on Instagram. You know, Instagram will still be riding the wave of some of your more recent content or whatever. But drop that 9 grid just to give yourself like a little bit more space to figure out what your strategy is and what you want to implement going forward. So that's the first thing there. A lot of my clients, when I did social media management, even though I was managing their social media, they still wanted me every once in a while to drop a 9 grid for them just so that they could like take a break from having to create some of the bigger campaign content pieces that we were doing. So we would do like these really big campaigns and it was a lot. Like it was very taxing on everybody. And so at times they would just say like, hey, could you just do a 9 grid, you know, for this month and we'll just like pick back up the next month. So that will give you a break, right? And have something there for you. The second thing I want to say is update your 9 grit quarterly. And I know a lot of people will not agree with this because the concept behind the 9 grit for a lot of people is like, okay, you can post this and unless there are any big changes, you know, you can kind of leave it as is. But here's what I'm going to say. The truth is that, baby, it got to be done quarterly because too much changes about you, your philosophy, your process, your business, too much changes on a month-to-month basis for you to not update it quarterly. And if you're not going to do it quarterly, at least like every 4 months, so 3 times a year, the 9 grit gets updated. And I have to, like, I'm going to take a strong stance on that only because I've seen, like, over the years, I've just seen, like, what happens when you don't update it frequently, right? And so when you think about it, if you do a 9 grit quarterly, what's that, 36 posts for the year, you could do all of that. I mean, like, it's not that hard. Like, it's not, I mean, I can't think of another way to say it, but it's not that hard. And going back to episode 284, there are going to be some things about your business you don't like. You have to do it anyway, right? Like, you got to do it anyway. And the reason why I say upgrade the grid quarterly is because it allows you to put out something fresh so that when people do come to your page, I think something people don't think about with the customer journey is timeline. And I think I did an episode about timeline, but here's what happens. People will go to your Instagram page, and if you haven't posted in the last month or so, people wonder if this is still an active account. So if you put a 9 grit up in January and it's, you know, September and someone goes to your page and that is the one day you didn't post stories, now somebody thinks that, like, oh, this account isn't active. They're not going to follow. They're not going to engage. You know, they're not going to, like, click the link in the bio or anything, because what indication is there that you aren't actually active? Versus if you updated your 9 grit quarterly, at least they could be like, okay, it's been a couple of months. Maybe, like, it's just, you know, the weekend or something. Like, people can kind of give you a little leeway on that and they might still click the link. Now, that's just my my understanding of buyer psychology, of the customer journey. And then again, I've worked in 100, like, at least minimum 100 different accounts, not to mention all of my, like, coaching client accounts that I've been in and supported them with. So I'm willing to, like, have a strong stance on that one as well. But I will give some leeway and say, okay, if you update it, like, 3 times a year, that could be enough for you too. You just have to kind of play with it. But I truly believe if you're going to do the 9 grit, you need to be updating it. The next thing I want to say is if you're doing the 9 grit Instagram strategy, you want to post in your stories and use your DMs to have conversations. You should still be active on the platform. Now, the only caveat I'll make to this is that if you have another platform where you're having conversations, then in that case, you could ditch Instagram. Like, you don't have to use it for that. But if you're like most of us, we're probably using DMs to have conversations and build community and all that kind of stuff. So in that case, I would highly recommend you posting your stories and you use your DMs. And it doesn't have to be super challenging. It doesn't have to be a huge headache. You can, you know, do a talking head story. You can just say, like, hey, here's my to-do list for the day, right? Like, it could be any random thing, but just, like, keep something in your stories a few times a week. I'm not going to say there's a certain number, but just, like, try to give the platform something, like, some sort of attention, and then make sure that you're, like, responding to your DMs, responding to conversations and things like that. And the last thing that I will say, and this is, like, the most important thing, and I've been saying this whole episode, but build your other marketing channels, okay? If you are going to do the 9 grit strategy and you're not going to, like, really do much with Instagram or anything, you need to build your other marketing channels. You need to be, like, email list is number one priority. Creating a long form channel, whether it's a podcast, a YouTube channel, a blog, like, whatever it is, you need to, like, double down on, okay, this is my strategy. This is how I'm going to get more people onto my email list, right? I'm going to do bundles. I'm going to do podcast interviews, right? Your priority needs to be on visibility, but most importantly, your priority needs to be on building up other marketing channels and having a real marketing and sales funnel, right? Figuring, and I'm not just talking about, like, oh, I have an automated email for my freebie. No, I'm talking about how do people get there, right? Like, how do people find out about you? What is your actual, and I think I did a podcast episode, I have to find it, but I did a podcast episode on the customer journey. Fill out the customer journey. Like, you need to know what it is if you're just going to put the 9 grid up and be done with Instagram, right? It sounds beautiful and it sounds like so, oh my gosh, this is going to be so great for me to leave Instagram until you realize that you have no more leads, right? I have watched people that I really stand for in the online space. I've been so shocked by some of the people that have like burned their businesses down this year or like have just left. And I'm not going to say the 9 grid was the start of it, but they put a 9 grid up and then next thing we know, they're putting their post up and it's like, okay, we're done, right? And some of these people are my friends. Some of these people, we've been in programs together. We've done things together. So I will reach out and be like, girl, what happened? And not saying that the 9 grid was the cause of it, but one of the things was they were burnt out from Instagram. They put the 9 grid up. They couldn't figure out how to get more leads and traffic, right? Because the truth is a lot of people will say like, oh, you know, Instagram, it, you don't really get leads. It takes so long, blah, blah, blah. It really like, I think that people don't realize just how much Instagram really does support your business, especially when you use it properly, right? If you're using it the way that you're supposed to use it. And even if you're not, right? Even if you're just flailing around Instagram and you're just posting to be posting and all that kind of stuff, I don't think people realize like even doing that at some point, it still becomes more helpful than it is harmful. But it can be emotionally and mentally taxing, which is why we want to take that break. And so that goes back to my first point of like, use the 9 grid to give yourself a break, right? Give yourself a break, recalibrate, realign yourself, but then come back to this piece about building out your other marketing channels. And truthfully, before you like fully, I'm not going to say ghost the platform, but before you decide to be like, okay, here's the 9 grid and I'm out, make sure that the other marketing channels are actually built up to where they need to be. Because I feel for my friends and my peers who have left the space, whether they were a service provider or a coach, I've seen it happen on both ends. Thinking that the 9 grid was going to save them and the 9 grid was going to do this magical thing that it doesn't do, because it really doesn't, right? Like, yes, there's a strategy for the post that you put up on the 9 grid, but I don't care what anybody says. The 9 grid is simply not enough to convert. Now, will it convert? Yes, right? Like I have seen it convert. I'm not saying that it doesn't convert at all, but the thing is that the 9 grid doesn't just convert a cold subscriber or a cold follower, like somebody from out of nowhere. A 9 grid doesn't do that. A 9 grid will convert somebody that's fairly warm, for somebody that has a general understanding of like who you are and what you do, right? Now, as a service provider, you can kind of get away with a 9 grid a little bit better, in my opinion, than a coach, right? A service provider, you can get away with a 9 grid because it's like, a lot of times if someone is seeking you out, it's because they actually need the service. But for a coach or whatever, unless somebody is intentionally seeking you out for the service, for the coaching, a 9 grid is not going to convert you. And if your account hasn't been updated in like 6 or 9 months or whatever, they're just going to go to the next coach that is active and work with that person, right? So, you know, I just want to be honest about the 9 grid thing. I like the 9 grid. I really am like heavily considering doing the 9 grid for my photography company, just because like I have another marketing strategy. Like I have a whole different marketing strategy. So the 9 grid, it would be fun for me to have a 9 grid. And then I can just update it every quarter of my like latest work and the things that I really want to showcase and to, just like have people see and stuff. But also like, I'm not making it an emotional decision. Like I would much rather just not post anything than to like delude myself into thinking that the 9 grid is going to make everything work for me. So this is not to, I hope that you can like see it's not to bash the strategy. I think it's a really good strategy and a smart strategy. I think just sometimes the approach to it is not the best business decision. And I really want to shift your perspective around like, okay, does Instagram suck? Or like, are you just tired right now? Like, are you just a little bit burnt out? And if that's the case, like take a little break. You can do your 9 grid, but like also think about like, okay, what is that back end strategy that I'm doing? Like, what's the actual plan here? Inside Shmoney, like I said, we have the action plan. There's the income producing activity suite, and that's a whole suite of just like activities you can do in order to grow your business. So, and those are things that are not just social media, but like actual like networking things and different stuff that really helps you like, okay, this is how I'm going to focus on visibility. This is how I'm going to be marketing. This is how I'm selling, right? You have to think about your business holistically, and you have to think about the overall health of your business. And so I feel like there are a lot of pros to the 9 grid, but I also think that for every pro, there's a really, really big con if you are not thinking about things strategically. So for me, the biggest pros are like, okay, you have the most concise and precise way to articulate your brand, right? I love seeing 9 grids that are just like super clear. And it's like, this is what they do. This is who they are. This is their offers. Like, I just be like, okay, yes. It almost reminds me of like the little IG banners people do where they have like their top 3 pinned posts. It's like a banner. That's how I feel about the 9 grid. And I think it's like super cool, like just to see people like really show their heart in them, right? Like you can really, you know, see their heart in it. I really love the fact that like the 9 grid just gives you a little bit more space to be like, okay, I ain't gotta post nothing right now. Another little secret strategy that I see a lot of people doing is that they'll post a 9 grid, but still be posting IG reels, or they'll go live and they just won't put it on their feed. And I think that's a really smart strategy to do. Back in the day, we didn't really have that option. I think we had the option in 2021 though, but my headspace wasn't there at the time. But I think that's a really smart strategy so that you can still like kind of be active without having to, you know, do the most or whatever. So you can still like kind of benefit from the video content and like being pushed by the algorithm in that capacity. So that's a really, really good and a really smart strategy. And that's what makes like, that will make the 9 grid worth it, right? Like that makes the 9 grid worth it. At the end of the day, I just want to make sure that you're thinking about what is the full strategy, not just like, oh, I'm doing this 9 grid so I can like, you know, not have to stress out about making content. But like, I really want you to be like, okay, I'm making this 9 grid and I have like this, you know, this is my long form. This is my, you know, this is my new short form, or this is, you know, my long form and here's my email, right? And I'm really going to focus on selling in my email and building the email list, right? Whatever, right? Like, I want you to be thinking about, okay, what is the actual full marketing strategy and how am I bringing people through the customer journey so that I don't miss out on, you know, any growth for your business? Because again, like I said, I've seen a lot of people crash and burn. I've seen a lot of people I'm not going to say make an announcement, but like, well, yeah, it's an announcement. Like people will make an announcement like, oh, I'm back on Instagram now. And it's just like, you don't have to do all that, right? Like you don't have to explain taking a break or coming back, right? But second off, like, I feel like sometimes people feel like, oh, I must have failed at the 9 grid if I have to like come back and say that I'm on social media. And it's like, not at all. Like you can do a 9 grid because you want a break, right? You can do a 9 grid just because you felt like doing a 9 grid, right? Like you could literally wake up tomorrow and be like, all right, I'm gonna post a 9 grid. And then the next day post content. And it's like, okay, who cares, right? Like, let's be real. It's your company. You can do what you want. I just want to make sure that like we're all making these decisions from a very strategic standpoint. So that was my green buyer type, because you know, I'm very analytical. That was my green buyer type, you know, way of talking about the 9 grid. And I hope this came across, or I hope this was like really insightful and just something for you to like kind of think out and weigh out the pros and cons. I didn't really like break down pros and cons, but I hope that you were able to kind of see like, okay, here are the plus sides, here are the downsides. And so that you can make an informed decision about how you will do the 9 grid. Cause it's not, you know, I think at some point, everybody should try the 9 grid just to see how you like it and just to like give yourself that space. You know, so this gives you like some things to think about as you are creating your 9 grid. I'm excited to see it. If you have a 9 grid, feel free to like send me a DM and like send me your feed or something, or like tag me in a post and I'll like look at your 9 grid and stuff like that, because I really do like looking at them. But that is it for this episode. Until next time, I will talk to you later.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I know you loved it, so go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Make sure to share this episode and tag me at Moms Do Business Different and at Mrs. K. Hillman so Ayuntha knows it's real. May you walk in your purpose and calling every single day to steward the life and business that God has called you to. Until next time, let's get this money.